Welcome to
Guardian of the Gregory. You did not count. You won.
In my head, I was counting.
Guardians of the Geekery, we're on episode 154, and we're joined today by Lana Vines and Kiara Garrett, and they are here to talk to us about a Magicon, but before you guys get to be comfortable, you should see the looks of dread on their faces right now. We're going to launch right into the rapid-fire response round.
Oh, dear.
So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you need to give us a single word or a short answer. As quickly as you can. If you don't, we will substitute a word for you. The word today will be rutabaga. So make sure that you do that. And Carol, you're in charge of the rutabaga count.
Okay. Good, because Tiffany's not here.
I know. What's up with that?
It's a tough job.
All right. So I can't start you with that question because you're not a geek. Okay. What costume or cosplay would you like to try, Lana?
Doctor Who TARDIS dress.
There you go. Kiara, finish this sentence. Please don't cancel. ...
We're gonna go Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Okay. And Lana, what's your guilty pleasure?
Ooh, Vampire Diaries. There. Even though it's over now, but it is definitely my guilty pleasure.
Kiara, who would you want as your best friend? Samwise, Watson, Bones, or Chewbacca?
Watson.
All right. Interesting. What was the last song you listened to?
By a band out of Athens, Georgia named Nana Grizzle, and it's called Ursa Minor.
Oh, nice. So what is your guilty pleasure to watch on TV?
There's a lot of television shows.
Oh, the one you don't necessarily typically admit that you watch.
I don't know. There's not a
Rutabaga.
What to
call it?
Rutabaga TV. All right. Do you prefer DC or Marvel Comics?
DC.
All right. So, Kiara, who is your favorite Doctor Who companion?
Martha.
And who is your least favorite?
Amy.
Wow. What bad guy would you like to be? If you have to be a bad guy, what bad guy would you
like to be? Rutabaga!
That's a bad guy.
So we're Captain Rutabaga is very evil.
Indeed.
Which planet would you rather live on? Ooh. Could be real or fictional.
Gallifrey. Ah.
And if you had a choice between being yourself and being Batman, would you rather be Batman?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
All right, so now we're going to stick you guys on an island, but we're going to tell you a day ahead of time, kind of like Survivor. And you're going
nice
to preload on this solar-powered, battery-operated tablet one book that you would have to sit there and read over and over again. Kiara, what book would it be?
My all-time favorite, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Oh, cool.
That's a good one.
Lana?
I really like this book named Mandy by Julie Andrews. It was one of my very first favorite books.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And I reread it as an adult, and it's just so wonderful. It's like very Anne of Green Gables-ish, which
nice.
I also love.
And it's the Julie Andrews, because she did write them. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. And then,
what album?
What musical? I was kidding. What musical album would you
like
to
do? Had to bring trees.
Well, I was going to say Kiara versus Lana. I was trying to choose who I was going to put on the spot. It's not fair that Kiara always has to answer first. Did I give you enough time yet?
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, well, now it'll be my current addiction, which would be the Hamilton soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
But if it has to be anything prior to Hamilton, I'm going to go The Temptations' Greatest Hits. Because I'm old school.
Yeah.
Nice. Same question for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Same island, but you're not together.
Neutral Milk Hotel on Avery Island. They're an awesome band if you haven't heard of them.
Yay. And then, Lana, we're going to ask you first this time. What movie would you want to watch over and over again?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Don't make it be the Rutabaga movie.
That's a bad movie, man.
It's just a Rutabaga on a revolving tray over and over
it's
and over.
It's a veggie tale, but it doesn't end well. There's a vegetable peeler involved. Spiralizer. It's very violent.
answer.
Alas, Rutabaga.
I'm so
Alas,
sorry.
I didn't see that one. Since I am a child, Finding Nemo is my happy movie. I don't know why, but every time I watch it, it's just...
So she's going to watch Finding Nemo while on an island going, where are you, Nemo? Okay, finally, what video game that you could play on a tablet?
Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I am very good at Super Nintendo. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, you've mostly survived the rapid fire response round. I don't know about the rapid part, but what's our rutabaga count?
Three
rutabagas. Ooh. That's bad, guys.
Right. They were all me, right?
Yeah. I think pretty much, yeah. Yeah. So, but that's okay. It's okay.
We put you on the spot. So
all right. So tell us who you are and why you came here to this house of crazy.
I think we explored.
We kind of did.
Well, I'm Kira. As you said before, I work for Imagineon. I am a teen service specialist, and about a year and a half ago, me and another coworker started planning our own little mini con called Imagicon. We're reinventing the wheel. It actually started from visiting a librarian who was coming to see Imagineon. She was like, yeah, I'm trying to see the space because I'm doing my own Comic-Con at my library. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she said that, I was like, hey, Jamie, let's do this. And the branch that Jamie works at is Betty's Ford, and I work at, since I said Imagineon, a lot of our kids that come to our branches can't actually afford to go to HeroesCon. And since the library does a lot of free programs, we was like, hey, let's try to copy, so to speak, what they do at Heroes Con and just bring it down just for teens. Last year it was for 12 to 18, which is upstairs, but we kind of lowered our age last year, a couple months ago, to 10. Okay. So now we're trying to lower it even more, because when we held the program last year, we had a lot of kids younger than 10 coming upstairs because they saw Batman.
Right.
And they saw everyone in their costumes. And was like, I want to go up there and see what's going on. So this year we kind of added a children's component to it, but it's overall, it's still a teen program, but we kind of incorporated the children's as well.
Awesome. So tell us what day it's going
to
be on.
It is July 22nd from 12 to 4. However, we are having like sort of a small kickoff starting at 10:30, because we do story time, family story time every day at 10:30. And they're doing a superhero story time. And then the actual event starts at noon.
And this is, and the July 22nd is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it's free to the public.
It's free to the public. Cosplay is welcome. Like, we, it is everything kids like want to see in a library. It's not just, okay, of course we're promoting our comic book and graphic novel collections, but we want people to see that there's more than just books, especially at Imagineon, but all over the system. We have like 20 branches. So we're trying to promote 20 branches, you know, still at one.
Right. And one of the things that does make you different from Heroes Con is that although you're going to have a lot of different people there and a lot of different events, mm-hmm. as a parent, they don't have to worry about losing their pocketbook,
right.
because nobody's going to be selling anything.
Yeah, so it's part of library policy that we can't actually have people sell on library property, so that it's sort of a downside to it, but it's kind of an upside as well. Because we've reached out, well, Lana has reached out. She has been our online vendor coordinator. She's reached out to a bunch of organizations, and they have sent out like a ton of donations. So we do have our little free table that you will see at like Heroes Con. We do have a free table. Some of the stuff that's been donated is actually prizes for our little cosplay contest. We have Second and Charles, as they call themselves, the Ultimate Geek Store.
Yes.
They're coming out.
But take my money,
do,
please.
Yeah.
Store.
Yeah,
yes.
I get way too much of my money.
They're coming out. This is their, they were out last year, and they're coming out again this year. And they were giving out comic books. They actually have like different prizes that they raffle off. They just put their name in a little bowl. I'm like, hey, we're going to call your name. Let's see, UNCC. They have a special collections of comic books that someone donated to them. And it's all of the Silver Age and Golden Age comics. So they actually come out and promote their comic book collection. It's a ton of people coming out. And it's too many names that I can remember right now. right now.
Well, I do know that one of the comic book artists will be at our table, and he's sitting right there, who wrote the Leather Jacket Guy series, which is perfect for kids.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can come out and meet him and find out about this superhero action figure.
In case you guys couldn't see where she was pointing, because this is a podcast, she was in fact pointing
at Star
Wars. An
audio podcast is what you're saying, yeah.
Really? After 2 years, you're finally understanding that this is an audio podcast? She who does the air quotes
the
at
air
the mic,
quotes
so maybe you'll actually hear it. So.
We used to have clicky pens, so we could go...
Yeah, but then she broke them. So.
I know.
Well,
I
have some extra copies of that, so I will give some away. Cause,
awesome.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so it's definitely a great chance to do that. And you were talking about some people that we know that are going to be there. So definitely a great one for the...
And where is this held?
It's going to be at Imaginon, okay. Which is downtown on 7th Street, 300 East 7th Street. Parking, I know it's kind of a...
Challenge,
especially with the downtown. However, our building does free parking for the first 90 minutes with validation, and then there's 7th Street Station, since it's the weekend, it's free all day.
Yeah.
And
that's
then
perfect.
Since we actually validate for 7th Street on a weekend, so it's kind of free parking for the event, so we make sure that a lot of our big events are held on Saturdays because parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
So,
yeah. Especially
hey,
downtown,
if you're
going
to have an uptown event, that's the way
that's
to do
way
it.
To do
so
it.
We appreciate
absolutely.
That. So what other fun things do you have planned for the day? You have your kickoff at 10:30.
Yeah, we have our kickoff at 10:30. We have a couple people lined up for small little workshops. We're still waiting to hear back, you know, confirmation just to get everyone situated. We will be putting out a schedule on our website to let everyone know, like, these are the workshops that we're offering. Imaginon is kind of a great place because we're actually in partnership with Children's Theater Charlotte and actually have their own costume designers. And one of the ladies, we just talked with her yesterday, and she told me she wants to actually do a little workshop, but because she does cosplay as well. Well, she designs cosplay as well. She'll be out. So it's kind of our little mini partnership within a partnership, since the building is
cool.
Yeah, kind of. One big partnership, yeah.
China. That's awesome. And the Charlotte Geeks will be there.
Absolutely.
And I know you have a lot of other people. Now, are you still looking for some people to help you out on that day?
Yes, we are still looking for some artists. Because
cool.
Artists, authors, just people. We're trying to get it out there because there's a lot of talent in Charlotte. And last year, we saw a lot of people come through the building that we normally wouldn't see.
Ooh.
So we... use this as a big advertisement for the vendors as well as for the teens, because like I said, not a lot of our teens could afford to go to Heroes Con to see these same authors and artists, so
right.
We want to be able to give them that opportunity. So we are looking for artists, authors. We have a ton of space upstairs. Have you been to Imaginon, like the upstairs area?
I have not.
You are more than welcome, and I will come and give you a tour.
Yeah.
The upstairs area, it's quite big. We have a lot of, it looks small, but it's a lot of space. We actually have an interactive makerspace in Teen Loft. So we're trying to maximize our space, but not, of course, you know, make everyone feel crowded in the library. Yeah.
Well, that's always a good thing. And now some of the books and stuff that you're going to have on display, I know, are a special collection, but there's also a comic book collection at many of the libraries that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are interested in graphic novels.
So yeah, we have both Marvel, DC, and then we have a shelf of indie comic books as well as manga. And then we actually have like the magazine comics. So as well, a lot of it's checked out, circulated. It's heavily circulated. The only thing with our circulation is if it's the latest issue of the comic book, you can't check it out. You have to, you know, of course, wait. Just give everyone a chance to read it, and then once the new issue comes out, you can check out all the back issues.
Oh, wow.
Nice. So, tell me, what's one of the main goals that you have for this event?
For this year? It's...
Lana. Well, she's sitting there nodding, which again, audio podcast.
Can I introduce myself?
Yes!
My name is Lana Vines. I'm the children's librarian at the Hickory Grove Branch Library. And I am new to Charlotte. I just moved here 6 months ago, so this is my first year on the ImagiCon committee. Okay. But at my previous library system in Louisiana, I planned the LibraryCon there as well.
Oh, neat! Okay.
So I do come with a little bit of experience, and it's been pretty interesting seeing the differences between the two libraries. Yeah. I would say that one of our main goals for the Comic-Con is to just spread awareness about the genre of graphic novels, comics, and just, I mean, they suck kids in so much, and that for me as a children's librarian is so important because we want them to love books, we want them to be engaged in their books, and so let them read what they want to read, let them read their comic books, let them read their graphic novels, and we will have more people in the library, and we'll have a whole new generation of comic book fans.
I don't think a lot of people realize that the library actually has graphic novels and manga and comic books, actual comic books.
Absolutely.
They usually think, oh, I'm going to go there and get, you know, hardcover books and check out, you know, literature. But there are stuff for little kids there, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think that's really neat because I know my mom, especially when I was a little kid, my earliest memories of seeing a Marvel Tales, which was like the Spider-Man reprints, and the grocery store used to have them on the ground, and she'd give it to me. She just was thrilled I would read. Mm-hmm. You know, at a certain age, and then I would, you know, obviously I picked up other books and stuff like that, but I think it's a good gateway read, count books into novels and other things, right?
Absolutely.
And this is just one of many free programs that you offer at the library. Yeah. Can you talk about some of the other ones that are maybe teen related that you guys have?
This will be the third year that me and another coworker at Imagine On, we actually host Dr. Halloween. So we do a bunch of like Doctor Who related activities, show like some
That's
scary...
why you were trying to steal all the stuff.
Yes, yes. Yes. For decoration.
And it wouldn't end up back at your house afterwards, not at all.
Oh no.
No, I'll check it out. I'll give you my library card. we host Doctor Halloween every year in October, just to show like some scary clips from, you know, past episodes, and we actually, when we send out we do registration for the program, and when we ask the kids or the teens what episode, like, scenes you want to see, and Blink is the top one, and of course Silence in the Library is second.
Yes.
So it's those two that we have to share. We use our we have a laser cutter at the Makerspace and Idea Box, which is like a block up in the main library, and we actually made little wooden TARDISes had kids like glue pins to the back, so they actually wear little TARDISes on their shirts.
Oh my god,
that's amazing.
So you have a Makerspace. I mean, people don't realize, and then you guys have an online checkout system too.
That's amazing.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, it's okay. I was just going to say that's pretty interesting, the episodes that they chose, because at one of my old libraries, two libraries ago, in Athens, Georgia, we did a teen Doctor Who event, and their number one episode was the Van Gogh episode, and then the Blink episode. So did that even make your, like, top five?
No.
Because Van Gogh, like, makes you cry.
I know.
It
puts
me in my feelings. Silence in the Library, The Water on Mars... I'm trying to think of what else was another one. Can't remember.
Are You My Mommy?
That one scared me when I first.
Oh my gosh.
It's right here.
What's the new one from this season? We're in the Haunted House when Bill was in the Haunted House.
Knock. That one scared me. But I want to say I think it was the following episode.
Extremists?
I call them the Emoji Killers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was like,
too close to home, right?
Yeah, I was like, let me put my phone away.
Is there a circle on my back?
Yeah.
Is there a circle on my back?
Yeah. Cool.
The end of next month, we're actually doing a Harry Potter, we'd call it Harry Potter Day, actually, on the 31st. So they're planning something, and there's word going around that we might be doing a Yule Ball. So we're just waiting to see. Like I said, right now it's just word going around.
Is that why you're gonna steal my Gryffindor rug too?
Maybe.
And my mugs.
I don't know. I mean, the Hufflepuff and me kind of wants to.
I'm the Hufflepuff.
She's the Hufflepuff of the group. I'm the Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
We don't know what Matt is, do we? He's Hufflepuff.
He probably is, actually.
He's like, I'm Slytherin.
I'll never tell.
No, you're not. Well, tell us again what date it is, and then you actually posted your event on the charlottegeeks.com community calendar, so people can follow that link straight over to find out more, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is July 22nd from 12 to 4 with the mini kickoff at 10:30. And it is Saturday at Imaginon, 300 East 7th Street. Not to sound like a commercial, but for more information, go to imaginon.org.
And would that be where they go if they'd like to volunteer to be part of the day? Again, not being able to sell anything, just promoting reading and literature amongst children and teens. So.
Yes.
Anything that I didn't get to let you say because I kept interrupting. Sorry, Lana.
Is there anything else we should talk about?
Are you on the Facebook?
Are you on the Book of Face?
Oh, actually, no, I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Imagicon
is on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's actually part of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's Facebook page. Jamie created an event. I'm talking about Jamie a lot, but he is our co-lead. He created the event.
Hi, Jamie. You should have come.
Hi, Jamie.
He created the event on Facebook. And there'll be more information on Imagicon's Instagram page. It's just Imagicon. And the library's Instagram is CM Library. So,
all right. Well, thank you both so much for coming, and hope you hang around for the next episode. But in the meantime, I think we can officially say we're out.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstoffer. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.